shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Today, Donald Trump becomes the first ever former president to be arraigned on federal criminal charges. We're walking you through how this historic day could play out from the time he enters the Miami courtroom to the trip he has planned immediately afterwards.
And it feels very pleasant as you're heading out the door today. Today should stay nice and calm. I'll show you why our humidity may feel lower than yesterday. And some potentially good news in the fight against inflation as a decision looms on whether to raise interest rates again. How prices at the gas pump could be a sign we're headed in the right direction. Plus.
Pretty emotional. For the first time in franchise history, the Denver Nuggets are NBA world champions. How the team and fans are celebrating their big win over the Miami Heat. Five-game series ended late last night. We'll get you caught up on all those details. And a happy Tuesday to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this. It is Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday.
Yeah, and you're back. See, it's your Monday.
I couldn't
Welcome
stand
back.
To face Monday, so I just skipped it yesterday and took an extra one. So.
Good plan.
Yeah, it was good since we had
some storms roll through. But today is going to be a beautiful day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center to walk us through our Tuesday.
Today is going to be the best day of the week to get outside. Not that the rest of them are going to be terrible, but we're going to see nice low humidity behind that front that came through yesterday. We do have just a few lingering clouds. Those clouds will start to break up as we get through the next several hours. Our temperatures are feeling good out there. 58 in South Hill, 62 in Durham and Raleigh, and 60 degrees in Southern Pines. We take a look at our forecast hour by hour. We're starting, of course, in the low 60s. Lunchtime temperatures right around 80. And we only climb to 83. And, of course, this time of year, our normal high is in the mid to upper 80s across our area. So a little lower than normal. We're going to see plenty of sunshine, a nice little drop in our humidity. But our wind begins to shift again tomorrow, and we do have more 90-degree days in our seven-day forecast. As well as more showers and storms. I'll show you when to expect all of that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. 3 o'clock this afternoon, former President Donald Trump will make his first appearance in a federal courtroom in Miami. He faces 37 felony counts, many of which accuse him of mishandling classified documents, including military and nuclear secrets, all this after leaving office. Here's what we know about how this day could unfold. Trump could enter a plea of not guilty minutes after his initial appearance this afternoon, and cameras will not be allowed in court. Experts say Trump will likely be released on bond, after which he will fly to his club in New Jersey to give a public speech. Extra security is in place around the courthouse after Trump called on his supporters to protest there today. Those supporters say Trump is being treated unfairly by the special counsel.
Hey, Biden's got him all over the place, bro, so why don't we investigate him? Why isn't the same thing happening to him? That's my view on it.
Enough is enough. Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, I grew up in New York. I know what a con artist is.
Separately, Trump faces state charges in New York linked to a hush money scandal.
The majority leader of the Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer, is calling for peace at today's hearing, no matter how you feel about the case.
As I've said before, no one is above the law, including Donald Trump. This case must be allowed to play out through the legal process without outside political or ideological interference. I encourage both supporters and critics of Donald Trump to maintain the peace and let the justice system do its work.
WRAL will have coverage for you all throughout the day before and after Trump's federal arraignment. Stay connected with the latest updates by downloading the WRAL News app. You can also go to WRAL.com. You can also watch NBC News special report of the arraignment. We will carry it right here on WRAL.
The spike in prices you're paying for everyday items may be finally showing signs of leveling off. The new Consumer Price Index is due out this morning, and it's expected to show that after 2 years, inflation is finally slowing down. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning. And Laura, what we pay at the pump is all part of what economists are looking at right now.
Yes, good morning, Jeff. A good indicator of what we can expect to see and learn from this inflation report is actually right here by looking at the gas pumps. Economists say gas prices are so visible and gas is purchased so frequently, these prices here have a major impact on the perception of what we pay pretty much everywhere else. Inflation data from May is expected to show that the price increases consumers have seen for the past 2 years are slowing down. Experts are predicting to see just a 0.1% an increase for last month. And taking a look at gas prices today, we're in a much better space. On this day last year, we were paying $4.67, which is the highest gas price average North Carolina has ever seen. Nationwide, drivers were paying just over $5. Today, however, the average here is just $3.33. AAA says oil prices are low, which means gas prices are slowly decreasing, despite demand being at its highest since 2021.
It's good that we're not in that place last year. It's great that travel has bounced back in a big way and that people are doing so with road trips, and they're doing so with lower prices at the pump.
And today's report is expected to influence policymakers to ease off on making a rate hike in their meeting this week. And as far as that report, it comes out at 8:30 this morning. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
WREL will have you covered all day with the most up-to-date gasoline prices across North Carolina. You can go to WREL.com, search fuel, and it includes the lowest and highest prices in our area.
And today's new consumer price index report comes ahead of a critical Federal Reserve meeting that Laura touched upon. The Fed will decide whether to raise interest rates once again or give us a break. Any change will impact borrowing costs for all of us. So far, there's been 10 consecutive interest rate hikes since March 2022. Some economists predict the Fed will pivot and issue a rare rate pause.
The Fed is trying to create a little bit of space where it can ascertain the lagged impact of the 500 basis points or 5% of rate hikes that they've imposed on the economy over the last 14 months.
Economy experts say if the Fed does not change current rates, it means borrowing costs would remain stable. That plays in favor of people looking to make large purchases like buying a car or home. Keep in mind, there's still a chance the Fed could implement a new rate hike. And if that happens, it would increase mortgage rates, credit card interest rates, and loan payments.
Well, the first time in franchise history, the Denver Nuggets are NBA world champions. And this morning, there's a lot of cleanup to do after some of those celebrations. Thousands of Nuggets fans partied into the early morning hours after the team's victory. Look at that scene. Fans shot off fireworks, climbed light poles after their team's win. The Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat last night in Game 5 to clinch the championship. Nikola Jokic was named the Finals MVP.
People around the world are mourning the loss of actor Treat Williams. The stage, TV, and film star died last night following a motorcycle crash. Williams' family says it happened in Dorset, Vermont. Police say an SUV turned in front of him, causing a crash and throwing Williams from his motorcycle. Officers say the driver of the SUV was not cited. Treat Williams is known for his roles in Grease, Hair, Everwood, and Law & Order. He was 71 years old.
City of Durham is planning to test 5 of its public parks after researchers at Duke found high levels of lead in the soil in 3 of those parks. Nearly 120 people took part in virtual community meetings last night to hear from one researcher who is sounding the alarm on those findings. The study mentions East End Park, East Durham Park, and Walltown Park. Researchers focused on environmental exposure and the harm lead does to children.
It can, you know, cause damage to the brain and nervous system. It can cause slowed growth and development, learning and behavioral problems, as well as hearing and speech issues.
All 3 parks used to be incinerator sites where trash was burned. One researcher suggested taking action immediately, including adding fencing along creek sides in all 3 of those parks and around entire areas in East Durham Park. That park has the highest concentration of lead.
New this morning, your property taxes are going up if you live in Durham County. The Board of Commissioners signed off on their budget for the next fiscal year, which starts in a few weeks. It includes that property tax increase to pay for new projects. The budget itself is 12% bigger than last year overall as well. That money will go toward new funding for public schools, raising county staff salaries, and expanding pre-K programs.
Also, Renee, property taxes are going up in Raleigh. City Council signed off on $1.3 billion in its plan last night. It includes a 10% increase in the city's property tax rate. That hike is due to the Parks and Greenways bond that voters approved last fall. City Council voted unanimously for the increase.
We're getting a new look this morning at the scope of a national mental health crisis for children. Just ahead, what new research is revealing about how many kids are getting help. Plus,
loser, loser, loser.
Harsh words for former President Donald Trump from another Republican gunning for a spot at the White House. How Chris Christie is taking the front runner on head on.
And here's a live look at downtown Raleigh this morning from the Museum of Natural Sciences. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us about the cooler and drier day that we're expecting today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 on a nice quiet morning. This is a live look at Goldsboro. We still have a little bit of cloud cover out there, but as we head through the day today, we're going to see most of that dissipating. I expect temperatures to feel nice as you're heading out the door. 57 in South Hill, 66 in Fayetteville, and 60 degrees in Southern Pines. So walking the dog this morning feels good. You can already tell it's not quite as sticky as it was yesterday. So get out and enjoy it. Today will be the most comfortable day that we'll have this week. We'll start to see our humidity rising again by tomorrow, and our temperatures will climb into the 90s by the time we get to the end of the week. But temperatures as you're walking the dog this evening are going to be close to 80 degrees with that nice low humidity, and today stays dry. Tomorrow and into the end of the week, we have a couple of days where we could see a few scattered storms. I'll show you when.
Elizabeth, thanks. Big changes could be coming to the board in charge of making sure North Carolina's elections run smoothly. Republicans filed a bill that would take away Democrats' control of the state board of elections. Democrats currently have three of the five seats appointed by Governor Roy Cooper. The bill would increase the number of board members from 5 to 8, evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. The General Assembly would choose the members.
No one person, no one party should have exclusive control of our elections.
During my tenure, there is no party that has one upmanship on the other. They need to park their partisan caps at the door and come work together.
Democrats have controlled the board since 2017. This new proposal comes as Republicans push for a wide-ranging bill to change voting rules in our state, including a crackdown on mail-in voting.
Chris Christie is taking aim at former President Donald Trump as Christie ramps up his own campaign for presidency. Christie criticized the current Republican frontrunner repeatedly during a town hall event on CNN last night. Christie is one of the only GOP candidates openly attacking Trump. The former New Jersey governor said Trump and his supporters need to stop blaming the Department of Justice for the indictment against him.
How about blame him? He did it. He took documents he wasn't supposed to take. He kept them when they asked him back for them. They got a grand jury subpoena. He refused to comply. They raided his home finally because he refused to comply.
Christie warned that if Trump wins another term in the White House, he would spend the 4 years focused on settling scores with his political enemies.
Cumberland County deputies shut down a motel plagued by crime over the years. They say the Coliseum Inn on Gillespie Street has been the site of several investigations, including 20 homicides, 28 overdoses, and about a dozen cases of human trafficking, all at the same address. Signs are now posted there to keep people away.
New data this morning from the CDC shows nearly 15% of children in the U.S. were recently treated for mental health disorders. The new research focused on kids in 2021 during the pandemic. It shows disorders like attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, or anxiety are common for school-aged children. Most of the kids who were treated for these conditions ranged between 12 and 17 years old. Boys were found to be more likely than girls to have taken prescription medication for their mental health.
There's an important vehicle recall you'll want to know about this morning. It is for some of Kia's 2023 models of their Sportage vehicles. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says there's an issue with the brake system. The problem could cause the power brake assist to fail. If you own one of these vehicles, you should get in touch with your local auto dealer for an inspection and possible brake change.
The U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take up a case involving Confederate flags on North Carolina license plates. WRAL has covered this story for years, and it all started when the DOT chose to no longer issue or renew plates with the flag. North Carolina Sons of Confederate Veterans filed a lawsuit in 2021. The case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the justices chose not to pick it up. They did not comment further. The DOT's rule took effect in January of 2022.
It is 447. We made it to 90 degrees yesterday, and we're going to cool things down a bit. It's going to feel really nice, as Elizabeth said, and especially the humidity out there. We'll notice that as well.
Yeah, take a look here. Everything is nice and quiet right now. We still have a few lingering clouds from yesterday. We had some showers and thunderstorms move through in some parts of the viewing area. Most of those were in our southern counties. It is 62 degrees right now, and our dew point has dropped nicely down into the 50s. As we head toward the middle of June, it is typically a rare day that we would see a dew point this low. We tend to start to see our dew points well into the 60s, sometimes in the 70s, and that makes it feel especially oppressive outside. We'll hold it in the low 60s all the way until around 9 a.m., and our lunchtime temperatures look phenomenal. Today is just by far going to be the best day to get outside and enjoy because our humidity is going to be nice and low. Our temperatures will be below normal. 83 today in Raleigh, 82 in Durham, and 83 in Fayetteville. So feeling great out there. What a great day for baseball. Of course, the game kicks off at the Durham Bulls at 6:30. Temperature will be right around 80 degrees, dropping into the 70s, sunshine, low humidity. It is going to be a nice one for whatever you enjoy doing outside. Again, our dew point right now sitting at 54. That puts us solidly in the comfy zone. When we get into the low 60s, it starts to edge into tolerable. But typically, our summer numbers are way up here, upper 60s into the 70s. And that's when it feels tropical and steamy and not so much fun. We do have lower humidity that is starting to push into our area for today. It's going to feel great. We may even see the humidity way down into the 40s for Wednesday. As we get into Thursday and Friday, we'll hopefully keep things very pleasant. All right, our temperature outlook as we get into the sort of the middle week of June, the 18th through the 22nd for next week, looks below normal again. It is, I just can't believe that the summer keeps on going and going just like this. All right, we don't have a WRL weather alert day for today, but we do have some very pleasant temperatures in our forecast. Previously, we had temperatures in the 90s in our forecast, and we were able to drop those down just a little bit. We do have a chance of some scattered thunderstorms on Sunday and Monday, and a few folks could see them tomorrow. I'll show you where coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. If you're in need of an affordable car, we might have a deal for you.
How you can get your hands on a vehicle for as low as $1,000.
.453 is the time right now on our Tuesday morning. A live look from our WRL Livecam Network. Durham, good morning to the Bull City. You're going to feel a little difference in that humidity when you step outside today. Beautiful one on the way.
More than 700 people on average die every year in the U.S. from heat-related illnesses. That's according to the CDC.
And as the weather warms up, health experts say protecting yourself and your family is critical. This morning, we take a look at how to prevent sickness in the summer heat.
As the temperature rises, so does the danger. Each year in the U.S., more than 67,000 people visit emergency departments on average due to the heat.
Heat exhaustion can occur very rapidly.
While heat-related illnesses can affect anyone, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say those most susceptible include seniors 65 and older, anyone with high blood pressure, and people who work outside in the heat. Heat exhaustion symptoms include heavy sweating, cold, pale, clammy skin, and a fast, weak pulse. Experts say to get out of the heat, loosen clothes, or take a cool bath and to sip water. Dr. Christina Butler with Mayo Clinic says to avoid going out during the hottest part of the day.
Waking up a little bit earlier to enjoy the sunrise and maybe spending more time outside over the sunset, because those moments of less extreme heat can allow us to be outside enjoying fresh air, but also being safe.
Heat stroke is a medical emergency when the body heats to 103 degrees or higher. Other symptoms include hot, red, dry, or damp skin, fast, strong pulse, confusion, and loss of consciousness. If these symptoms are present, call 911 right away. Medical experts say you should move to a cooler place, apply cool cloths to the body, and don't give the person anything to drink.
If you think about needing help, ask for it rather than delay.
Another heat-related illness to watch out for is heat cramps. The symptoms for that include heavy sweating during intense exercise and muscle pain or spasms.
If you experience these, the CDC says to stop physical activity, move to a cool place, drink water or sports drink, and then wait for the cramps to stop before resuming what you are doing. A summer feeding program for students kicks off today in Halifax County. It's being offered by schools. You can get meals at Inborden or Everett's Elementary, as well as Enfield and Davie Middle Schools. Breakfast is available between 8 and 9 a.m. Lunch will be ready between 11 a.m. and noon. This program runs through June 28th. And if you're in need of a car, you might want to check out Person County today. The county has a handful of surplus vehicles that they want to sell off. They have 5 Dodge Chargers, 2 Dodge Avengers, a Ford Explorer, and a Dodge Ram. Starting prices range between $1,000 and $10,000. Cars will be sold to the highest bidder. The sale ends on June 26th.
For the first time in 75 years, the U.S. Open is happening in Los Angeles, and it's primetime viewing right here with all the action on WREL. Coverage begins Thursday, 8 p.m., continues throughout the weekend. LIV golfer Brooks Koepka is in that field. He won the PGA Championship earlier this year.
Today, for the first time in our nation's history, a former president is heading to federal court to face criminal charges. Coming up at 5, what we can expect from Donald Trump's court appearance this afternoon.
A new inflation report due out in a few hours could show the price increases on certain things are slowing, including gas prices. Laura Levine will break down what we can expect this week as the Fed prepares to make a decision on rate hikes.
Plus, health researchers may have discovered why diets do not work for everyone. Ken Smith will talk about a new study that suggests obesity changes the brain long term.